Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every night I hope and pray for dream lover.
That's Bobby Darin bringing us back. The late, great Bobby Darin. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Tamar Jacoby is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, president of Immigration Works USA. Put a .org on the end of that, and you'll find all the great work that she's doing, advising, counseling, staying involved, going toe-to-toe with the debaters of the immigration reform that's going on right now on Capitol Hill in Washington, and also simultaneously looking out for the interests of small business owners. Tamar, thank you for that. We appreciate that very much. Remind us the title of your book. I don't have it in front of me.
Someone Else's House. You've brought me back to another world. Someone Else's House.
Yeah. All right.
and Reinventing the Melting Pot.
That's the one that I have. I don't have the other one. I need to get you.
All right. Reinventing the Melting Pot, the new immigrants, and it means to be American.
And then the new one is called Someone Else's House?
That's an older one, actually.
Older one. Okay. All right. So, okay. So folks, check that out. Okay. The debate is on the table. We just talked about where we are and what the challenges are. What will the new bill, what elements will the new bill include?
So the new immigration bill, it covers a lot of things. It's got an answer for the 11 million unauthorized people already here. It's going to make them pay fines and go through background checks and pay back taxes and continue working and wait probably up to 13 or more years.
It'll take them 13 years, up to 13 years to become a citizen.
To get citizen.
Is that going to be considered amnesty by the people who don't
like
it?
Well, some people will call it amnesty, but I think fewer than called, you know, it's a pretty hefty, it's a pretty long process.
Are we going to make sure that the penalty is not so improbable, impossible to deal with, that people will not come out of the shadows? I mean, I think I've always been critical of making them pay back taxes because I felt like they would say, how can I ever do that?
Well, I think people have the money to pay. They're talking about, I think the fine is $1,500 by the time you're finished, the fines and fees, over 10 years.
Okay.
So the wait is really, I think, the hardest thing. And,
right.
You know, it's a long wait. But right away, on the first day, you're legal. You can work legally.
Right. We're not talking about sending them home and,
no
and starting over
home.
Again. Yeah.
So it's a long way to be citizens. But, you know, not all of them will become citizens.
Right.
First of all, the young people, the people who came here, whose parents brought them here as children, they can be citizens in 5 years.
Right.
And
what do they call those children?
Dreamers.
Dreamers. That's right. Okay. Dreamers.
And people working on farms can be citizens in 5 years.
Ah, wow.
And the
so a factory worker needs to go get a job on a farm then, right?
So you have to have been there for a while. It can't be yesterday. Last time we did this in 1986, only about 40% of people became citizens anyway. Not mm-hmm. everybody's in a big hurry to become a citizen.
Right.
So the main thing is
there will be a path to citizenship without going anywhere.
Without going anywhere.
How bad are the taxes going to be? How much are they going to be?
They'll pay normal back taxes.
If you got people who've been here 20 years, how are they going to do that?
But most people have paid taxes over 20 years.
Right.
Most people have been paying. The overwhelming majority of unauthorized immigrants have been working in jobs where they showed false identification.
But do we have a record of that, though? How do we have a record of that?
People will be able. They've been using false IDs.
Right. Sounds like a problem to me. I think we ought to come up with one number and say, okay, this is the deal. This is what you pay. When you paid, you're done. Okay, so what are the chances?
You're right. You're smart, but that's not going to happen.
What are the chances that this is going to work?
I think that part of it is going to work. So that's number one. That's only a piece of it, right?
Quickly.
Number two, much tougher enforcement on the border and in the workplace.
Yep.
And this is the piece that's going to affect everybody in your audience.
Yep.
Every American business is going to have to enroll in E-Verify now.
Yep.
Even if you've never hired an immigrant or never considered hiring an immigrant,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have to enroll in a new government process where you check the identity and the work authorization of everybody who comes to get hired.
Which we already do that with the I-9s, don't we?
You're going to have to do it electronically now.
Ah, okay.
You're going to have to sign up with
I'm
a
I'm not going to have to do a tattoo
system.
Or anything, am I?
No, no, okay. no. But it's going to be a big deal. Yeah. This is going to change.
That
this
sounds, where it sounds a little objectionable.
It's going to reach right. into every... Well, I mean, you should, the way I think of it, it's like checking your credit card.
Okay, I've only got a few seconds tomorrow. Is this thing going to go through? Is it going to work?
Is it going to pass?
Yeah.
You know, I'm hopeful. You know, you can never predict in Congress. It's a big deal.
But
if it
does, it'll have to
fight.
Happen this year in a non-election year, right?
That's true.
If it doesn't happen in 2013, it's not going to happen for a while.
I think it's going to move fast now, and, you know, maybe this summer.
Right. Okay. Tamar, great report. Good job today. Good job up there in Washington. Thank you for looking out for us.
Thanks for having me
Tamar Jacoby, ladies and gentlemen, great American. ImmigrationWorksUSA.org. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.